Hey, copy, 96943, over.
Roger, we have it.
Houston, I read Columbia on the high gain.
Roger, we read you fire by Columbia. He has landed Tranquility Base. Eagle is at Tranquility, over.
Yeah, I heard the whole thing.
Well, good show.
Fantastic.
Top reset.
The next major stay, no stay, will be for the T2 event. That is at 21 minutes, 26 seconds after initiation of powered descent.
Columbia went up telemetry command reset to reacquire on the high gain.
Copy out.
We have an unofficial time for that touchdown of 102 hours, 45 minutes, 42 seconds, and we will update that.
Eagle, Houston, you loaded R2 wrong. We want 10254.
Roger.
V horizontal 5515.2.
That's affirmative.
We're now less than 4 minutes from our next stay, no stay. The next stay will be for one complete revolution of the command module.
Mike, Mags to ping the line, over.
Say again.
Mike and Ags to ping the line, over.
Roger, we're standing by for it.
One of the first things that Armstrong and Aldrin will do after getting their next stay, no stay, will be to remove their helmet and gloves.
Helmet quantity, that's wrong.
Eagle, Houston, your stay for T2, over. Correction, your...
Roger, stay for T2, we thank you.
Roger, sir.
That stay for another 2 minutes plus. The next stay, no stay, will be for one revolution. We don't expect much in the way of a visual description of the landing area from the crew until after we've gotten through these critical stay-no-stay periods. and have gotten the stay to remain on the lunar surface for at least one command and service module revolution. All spacecraft systems continue to look very good to us here on the ground.
Tranquility Base, Houston, we recommend you exit P-12, over.
Houston, that may have seemed like a very long final phase. The auto-targeting was taking us right into a football field-sized crater with a large number of big boulders and rocks for about a 1 or 2 crater diameters around it. And it required us gun in P-66 and flying manually over the rock field to find a reasonably good area.
Roger, we copy. It was beautiful from here. Tranquility, over.
Now, we'll get to the details of what's around here, but it looks like a collection of just about every variety of shape, angularity, granularity, but every variety of rock you could find. The color is, it varies pretty much depending on how you're looking relative to the zero phase point. There doesn't appear to be too much of a general color at all. However, it looks as though some of the rocks and boulders, of which there are quite a few in the near area, looks as though they're going to have some interesting colors to them, over.
Roger, copy. Sounds good to us, Tranquility. We'll let you press on through the simulated countdown, and we'll talk to you later, over.
Roger.
Okay, this 16G is just like the airplane.
Right, Tranquility. Be advised, there are lots of smiling faces in this room and all over the world, over.
All right, two of them up here.
Roger, it was a beautiful job, you guys.
And don't forget one in the command module.
Roger.
That last remark from Mike Collins at an altitude of 60 miles. The comments on the landing, on the manual takeover, came from Neil Armstrong. Buzz Aldrin followed that with a description of the lunar surface and the rocks and boulders that they are able to see out the window of the LEM.
Okay. Tranquility, Houston, we have you pitched up about 4.5 degrees, over.
That's confirmed by our local observation.
Roger.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for putting me on relay, Houston. I was missing all the action.
Roger, we'll enable Miss Finn relay.
I just got it, I think.
Roger, Columbia, this is Houston. Say something. They ought to be able to hear you. Over.
Roger, Tranquility Base. It sure sounded great from up here. You guys did a fantastic job.
Thank you. Just keep that orbiting base ready for us up there now.
They're talking.
Will do.
That request from Neil Armstrong. Here in Mission Control, Flight Director Gene Kranz is going around the
west 10327 AOS 10413. Over.
Thank you.
We've just gotten a report from the telecom here in Mission Control that LEM systems look good after that landing. We're about 26 minutes now from loss of signal from the command module.
Tranquility Base, Houston, all your consumables are solid. You're looking good in every respect. We copy the dips, venting. Everything is copacetic. Over.
Thank you, Houston. Houston, the guys that bet that we wouldn't be able to tell precisely where we are the winners today. We were a little busy worrying about program alarms and things like that in the part of the descent where we would normally be picking out our landing spot. And aside from a good look at several of the craters we came over in the final descent, I haven't been able to pick out the things on the horizon as a reference as yet.
Roger, Tranquility, no sweat. We'll figure it out. Over.
You might be interested to know that I don't think we noticed any difficulty at all in adapting to 16G. It seems immediately natural to move in this environment.
Rugged Tranquility, we copy, over.
Neil Armstrong reporting there, no difficulty adapting to the 1/6 gravity of the moon.
Window is a relatively level plane cratered with a fairly large number of craters of the 5 to 50 foot variety, and some ridges, small 20, 30 feet high, I would guess, and literally thousands of little 1 and 2 foot craters around the area. We see some angular blocks out several hundred feet in front of us that are probably 2 feet in size and have angular edges. There is a hill in view just about on the ground track ahead of us, difficult to estimate, but might be a half a mile or a mile.
Roger, Tranquility, we copy, over.
Sounds like it looks a lot better than it did yesterday at that very low sun angle. It looked rough as a cob, Ben.
Well, it really was rough, Mike, over the targeted landing area. It was extremely rough, cratered, and large numbers of rocks that were probably some many larger than 5 or 10 feet in size.
When in doubt, land long.
So we did.
Tranquility, Houston, after you get through this T-57, we'd like an e-memory dump, over.
Roger, after this first T-57, you want an e-memory dump.
That's affirmative. Columbia, Houston, we have a P-22 update for you if you're ready to copy, over.
At your service, sir.
Roger, Mike. T1-104-3218. T2-104-3728. And that is 4 miles south. This is based on a targeted landing site, over.
Roger, understand. Based on a targeted landing site, T1-104-3218, T2-104-3728, and 4 miles south.
Roger.
Do you have any idea whether they landed left or right of center line? Just a little bit long. Is that all we know?
Apparently, that's about all we can tell. Over.
Okay, thank you.
Tranquility, Houston.
And Houston, our mission timer is now reached 9:02:34:47 and static.
Roger, copy. Your mission timer is now static. Get, say again the time.
9:02:34:47.
Roger, copy, Tranquility. That gravity aligned looked a good to us. We see you recycling.
Well, no, I was trying to get time, 1665 out, somehow it proceeded on to the 622 before I could do a burp 32 enter. I want to log a time here, and then I'd like to know whether you want me to proceed on the torquing angles or to go back and re-enter again before torquing, over.
Roger, buzz, stand by. Tranquility, Houston, we'd like you to recall P-57 and run through the gravity align one more time, over.
Roger, I concur with that.
And Roger, Tranquility, for the emission timer, two suggestions, check the circuit breaker, pan 11, also reset and attempt to start. That 9 in the first digit might have something to do with it, over.
Okay, we've tried both of those. If circuit breaker is in, when I reset put it in reset, I get 902-0440. When I release it, now I get 902-0449. I'm going to cycle the circuit breaker.
Roger.
I cycled the circuit breaker and got all nines. And it will not now reset from all nines.
Roger. Tranquility, Houston, we'll research this problem and be back with you momentarily on the mission event time, correction, the mission timer.
Okay. I'd say the color of the local surface is very comparable to that we observe from orbit at this sun angle, about 10 degrees sun angle or that nature. It's pretty much without color. It's gray and it's very white. Chalky gray as you look into the zero phase line, and it's considerably darker gray, more like a ashen gray as you look out 90 degrees to the sun. The some of the surface rocks in close here that have been fractured or
disturbed by the rocket engine plume are coated with this light gray on the outside, but where they've been broken, they display a dark, very dark gray interior, and it looks like it could be country basalt.
Roger. Tranquility, we see the now 93. Turp 34.
Roger, I assume you wanted us. Roger.
Tranquility, Houston, please vent fuel and ox again over. It's building back up.
Okay, ox going now.
Tranquility, Houston, you can open both fuel and ox vent now. Over.
Okay. Houston, Tranquility standing by for a go on Ags to Ping the line and a lunar align. Over.
Stand by. Tranquility, Houston, you are a go for the Ags to Ping the line and then the lunar align. Over.
Roger.
Tranquility, Houston, please vent the fuel. It's increasing rapidly. Over.
We show 30 psi in the fuel and 30 in the oxidizer.
Roger. We're reading somewhat different than that. Stand by.
The fuel temperature is reading 64, and in the descent and the oxidizer, at descent 2, and the oxidizer is off scale low. Descent 1 is showing 61 in the fuel and 65 in the oxidizer.
Roger, stand by. Tranquility, Houston, please take the fuel vent switch and hold it open. Over.
Okay. We're holding it open. Indicating about 24 psi on board.
Roger.
Now indicating 20 PSI on the fuel side.
Roger.
And 2 in the ox.
Roger.
Now indicating 15 PSI in both tanks.
Roger. Tranquility, Houston, if you haven't done so, you can release the fuel vent switch now, over.
Roger.
Tranquility, Houston, we have indication that we've frozen up the descent fuel helium heat exchanger and with some fuel trapped in the line between air and the valves, and the pressure we're looking at is increasing there, over.
Roger, understand.
Tranquility Base, Houston, if you have not done so, please close both fuel and aux vents now, over.
They're closed.
Thank you, sir.
From the surface, we could not see any stars out the window, but out my overhead hatch, I'm looking at the Earth. It's big and bright, beautiful. I was going to give a try at seeing some stars through the optics.
Roger, Tranquility. We understand. Must be a beautiful sight, over.
We would like to point out that the fuel pressure problem that has been called to the attention of the crew is in the descent system. It is apparently downstream of the tanks, where a small amount of fluid has been trapped in a line, and we don't expect it to cause any problem. The line should be able to take far more pressure than the fluid would exert in the event that there was an overpressurization. We would expect that the line would spring a small leak. The pressure would drop rapidly. Again, I would point out that we do not see this as a significant problem.
Columbia, Houston, 2 minutes to LOS. You're looking great. Going over the hill, over.
Okay, thank you. Glad to hear that this is looking good. Do you have a suggested attitude for me? This one here seems all right.
Stand by.
And let me know when it's lunchtime, will you?
Say again?
Disregard.
Columbia, Houston, you got a good attitude right there.
Okay, thank you.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal now from the command module. Of course, we'll maintain constant communications with the lunar module on the lunar surface. We have some heart rates for Neil Armstrong during that powered descent to the lunar surface. At the time the burn was initiated, Armstrong's heart rate was 110. At touchdown on the lunar surface, he had a heart rate of 156 beats per minute. And the flight surgeon reports that his heart rate is now in the 90s. And we do not have biomedical data on Buzz Aldrin. This is Apollo Control at 103 hours, 32 minutes. We have an update on that touchdown time on the lunar surface. This still is not the final official time, which we'll get from a readout of data. But the refined time is 102 hours, 45 minutes, 40 seconds, which would have been 12 minutes, 36 seconds after initiating the powered descent. That was 102 hours, 45 minutes, 40 seconds for touchdown. Total time of powered descent, 12 minutes, 36 seconds. And we would expect those numbers to change perhaps a little bit when we get final data readout.
Tranquility Base, Houston, if you want me to, I can give you a hack on the mission time every 30 minutes, over. Tranquility Houston, I'm counting down to T3 time. If you'd like to give me a hack, we can set up an event timer, over.
Okay, how about counting up?
Roger, you want it counting up? Stand by. Tranquility Houston on my mark, 6230. Mark 6230 from past PDI.
What we're looking for, Charlie, is time counting up to T2 that'll be equal to 60 minutes, or at T3 be equal to 60 minutes at T3.
Roger, we'll have it for you. Tranquility Base, Houston, reset the event timer to zero, and on my mark at 103.39.41, we'll give you a hack and it'll be 1 hour, over.
Roger.
And we got about almost 3 minutes to go, Neil. Over.
Okay.
Tranquility Base, stand by on the event timer. Tranquility Base, Houston, on my mark, start your event timer. Five, four, three, two, one, mark.
Roger, we got it. Thank you.
Right, Neil.